Leading investment managers say Australians should diversify their super as the stock market approaches a 10-year high. In its last trading session before the Christmas break, the ASX 200 index rose nearly 0.25% to 6,070 points, and that's around 150 points shy of where it was before the financial crisis hit hard. Trillions of dollars have been added to superannuation accounts since the depths of the crisis. But could super accounts, heavily weighted to stocks, now be at risk of going south? Saturday AM's David Taylor spoke to some investment experts to find out.
Picking stocks isn't easy, especially now, says one investment expert. Shane Oliver is the head of investment research at AMP.
I would say that the easy gains are behind us.
The stock market, on average, has returned over 10% to share investors so far this year. That's an impressive return when you compare it to other, less risky investments like term deposits. Dr. Oliver is warning investors, though, not to expect these sorts of gains next year.
So we are moving into a slightly more difficult environment for the share market going forward.
Indeed, he says now is a good time to think about other investment opportunities.
You don't want to have it all in shares. You do want to have exposure to other assets that haven't perhaps performed quite as well. Unlisted assets, there's still opportunities there, commercial real estate, infrastructure and so on.
The head of investment strategy at Perpetual Investments, Matthew Sherwood, agrees.
People's investment incomes and investment retirement nest egg is not only about returns, it's also the risk they take to get those returns, and so they probably now need to be switching their thinking to diversification.
Despite lower than expected economic growth rates in Australia, shares have been buoyed by stronger global economic growth and record low interest rates. But what could prompt investors to head for the exits?
Probably the biggest risk is the Australian housing market or a much more protracted slowdown in China. That would put the traditional brakes on the Australian market, but at the moment it all seems pretty good.
How do we reconcile, you talk about economic growth, how do we reconcile the fact that the Reserve Bank has continually undershot the pace of growth that it expects from the Australian economy, and the actual Australian growth rate continues to underperform even the government's estimates, and yet we've got this growing share market? How do you reconcile those two factors?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and even though we haven't quite met the expectations of the authorities in Australia, growth's pretty good, and so therefore it's providing a lot of support to the corporate sector, and the support's also been delivered globally with President Trump, about to sign in some pretty significant tax stimulus. The global recovery's here. So there's a lot of headwinds which are now turning into tailwinds.
The Australian share market isn't alone in its growth spurt. Both Wall Street and London's FTSE 100 index are now regularly pushing all-time highs.
David Taylor reporting.